hedgehogs may not be an endangered species in Ireland right now, but they are on the We Are Concerned list. So we were very interested when a listener to the programme contacted us to tell us about the fabulous work of Bev Truss, who is both Irish Veterinary Nurse of the Year and founder of the Hog Sprickle, the only organisation dedicated to rehabilitating sick and orphaned hedgehogs in Ireland. Good afternoon, Bev.
Hi, Marty.
Nice to have you on the programme and thank you indeed for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Your organisation is there to help people take care of a hog if they think they're in need of help.
Absolutely. There's a lot of hedgehogs out there that are alive and that need help. Usually when you get them in the daytime and they're out and about foraging, sometimes their nest has been destroyed or, you know, a dog has picked them up and taken them somewhere that they shouldn't be. But most of us just see hedgehogs squashed on the road, unfortunately. Very few of us would see them in the wild. And they are getting to the stage where they are endangered. At the Hog Sprickle, we take in our hedgehogs. We work with the Irish Wildlife Rehabilitation Trust and also the Kildare Wildlife Unit. And the hedgehogs come into us, get fat at our expense, and then we release them. But yeah, they're not common at all.
At this time of the year, Beverly, it's time that hibernation was happening for hedgehogs. Now, if hedgehogs aren't a proper weight, they'll go into hibernation and they won't have enough weight on board to keep them going all through the winter. So at this time of the year, small hedgehogs have to be kept awake and fattened so that they will be fat enough to go into hibernation. Have you encountered underweight hedgehogs at this time of year?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They have their litters at the beginning of the year, and then they have a late litter sometimes at the end of August, and it's these little guys that we're really concerned about, because they don't, at the end of August, hedgehogs being insectivores, their food supply has diminished, so they can't really feed themselves up. So the little guys at the end of the year need to be brought in and fed up. Now, if members of the public are going to do that, to keep a hedgehog and feed them up and keep them awake over the winter, what we call overwintering, they need to apply for a licence to the National Parks and Wildlife. And sometimes it can be quite difficult, because having the hedgehogs in a household with children and people and dogs and cats, they get really, really stressed. And unfortunately, a lot of those hedgehogs would die in captivity.
Beverly, do you keep hedgehogs through with the winter and let them sleep somewhat if they wish and then they wake up? I mean, what temperature do you keep them at?
Well, I would keep them above sort of like 10 degrees. Hedgehogs will go into hibernation round about, they'll wake up between 5 degrees and 30 degrees. So if they go underneath the 10 degrees, they're definitely going to start to slow down. They slow their metabolic rate down so that the heartbeat goes from 190 to about 20 beats an hour. And their breaths will go down to maybe one breath an hour, where they'll just take a big gasp. They empty their lungs and then they take a big gasp. And that would be in them in true hibernation. But when they're being overwintered, we keep them sort of like above the 10 degrees and keep feeding them as well. Because if they go into hibernation underweight, they don't make the winter. And a perfect weight for a hedgehog is round about the 500 grams. There's been a lot of research done with hedgehogs to say that 450 grams would be your absolute minimum. But there are other people out there that wouldn't release a hedgehog until it gets to 500 grams. And the studies and the research has shown that the fatter the hedgehog gets, the more weight it loses when it wakes up, if you've released it before hibernation. And what they're doing is they're just shedding excess fat, because being wild, it's not good to be like obese and unfit, you know. So they'll lose that excess fat and then they start to come to a much more manageable natural weight for them.
So are there many hedgehogs now in trouble in Ireland at the moment? You have your hog sprickle. In Kildare and in Limerick, is that where you said there were the places where people could send hedgehogs to if they found them?
Well, absolutely. I work with a whole load of different wildlife rescue people. The hog sprickle is a specific hedgehog rescue, and we only deal with hedgehogs, whereas the rest of the people, the Kildare Foundation and Welfare, will deal with a whole variety of wildlife. You can get in touch with any of us on the irishwildlifematters.ie website, and of course you can get in touch with the Hog Sprickle. We have a Facebook page, which is probably easier for people to come in and like, and then they can get to the website.
Yes, and I'm sure we'll probably have details of these on our own website for people to get onto. So if people actually find a hedgehog in difficulty or a hedgehog that isn't in hibernation and should be, this is what they do with them at this time of year.
Yeah, definitely. And there's another page on Facebook called Transport Irish Wildlife, and it's a group of people who have volunteered to transport wildlife from rescue to rehab, no matter where they are in Ireland.
Bev Truss, I should say, with that beautiful Scottish accent.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Beverly, because I love that Scottish accent, and of course you're also based in Clare.
Yes, we are.
What were you going to say?
Well, I'm building a new hog sprickle, so I'm putting my begging hat on to any builders or anybody that wants to buy a brick or donate anything for the new hog sprickle. We were really busy this year, and the old shed is just no longer fit for purpose.
Beverly, I could listen to you all day. Thank you so much for joining us on the programme.
Thanks a lot, Martin.
Thank you. Nice talking to you indeed.